If you're speaking to the sports fan that listens to our show, those are the people that are going to the games that do care.
It's embarrassing.
Who would you replace him with?
That's over my pay grade.
Well, okay. So is firing him, but you didn't have any hesitation with that.
Steve carries himself with a lot of dignity, truth. Thank you for everything.
He doesn't take days off. He's one of those guys that he's out there every game.
There's a new type of broom out. It's sweeping the nation.
Are you Googling this?
Protect our radio talent.
You two are ridiculous.
This is Orange Nation with Steve Infante and Pauly Sebelia.
Good afternoon, everyone. Glad to have you with us alongside Pauly Sebelia. I'm Steve Infante as we welcome you into a Tuesday edition of Orange Nation. We've got three guests lined up for you at this point, working on a fourth. We've got Rick Beardsley set to join us in the next segment coming up at 12:15. Dave Petromala. It's a done deal as far as we know, just going through the administrative process at this point, but the two sides have an agreement. Dave Petromala set to become the defensive coordinator for the SU men's lacrosse program. We'll have Mike McAllister on with us coming up at 12:30, and then our good friend Brandon Steiner from Collectible Exchange will join us at 1 o'clock. Plus, we'll mix in your phone calls at any time, 315-437-7644. New open to the show. Is that the first time we've played that?
Yeah. Guess who's back? Steve is back. Steve is back.
Missed you guys.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I did.
The new open has Coach Desko just basically giving you a back rub right in the middle of his press conference.
That was unexpected, but much appreciated from Coach Desko. Yeah, we haven't really talked since then.
Yeah.
The week off, it was supposed to be a week off. It didn't quite go the way that I had planned. The first couple of days I ended up working because of all the breaking news with men's lacrosse. And then the end of the week, I was supposed to have jury duty on Thursday. My number didn't get called Thursday, but I was not feeling well. It turns out I had a sinus infection. So Thursday and Friday,
you are a mess.
I was sick. I had no voice Thursday and Friday. So even if I wanted to do a radio show, I couldn't have. So I was off Thursday and Friday due to illness. And then Friday night I called, and then my number was selected for Monday. So I spent yesterday with doing jury duty. But I'm back. And today is your birthday. So happy birthday, sir.
Thank you. And we did not know. Yes, I was telling people you were out with a hangnail. What the hell was I going to say? You were gone. Sal filled in admirably for you while you were gone. We did miss you. And we did not know if we could say that you were at jury duty on air. Because we didn't know if it was legal or not.
I think I could say it now. Because I was not selected.
But when you were doing it, so we just said you had a hangnail.
Yeah.
And you were out.
No, I was fulfilling my civic duty and was there much of the day. Arrived at 8:30, didn't get out until, later in the afternoon, but was not selected. And so now I'm back with you, Pauly, and everything went well with you and Sal?
Yeah, it went great. And I'm not a big birthday guy, so...
So we'll just drop it?
Yeah, and I'm also at the point where you don't even want to celebrate them anymore.
I'm with you. I'm at that point as well.
Dude,
so I get it.
I'm one away from the big...
I get it.
The big half century.
Yeah, I get it. So
let's move along.
All right, we will. We'll move along quickly. Just return the favor when it's my birthday, and we'll gloss over it. We'll gloss over it. We have some, I guess you could call it breaking news in the sports world. We don't get much breaking news from a local level in the months of June and July. But the TBT tournament obviously set for this summer. Beheim's Army announcing, I don't know if it's the entire roster.
That was important information.
Breaking yeah, there you go. News. Let's get the stinger in.
Yeah, breaking news.
Eight players have been released for the Beheim's Army roster. I don't know if it's going to be 8, 9, 10. There may be an addition or two. We've been hearing a name kicked around that is not on this list. So maybe they end up adding one and it ends at 9 or 10. But we've got eight names right now on the Beheim's Army roster. Some familiar faces to this tournament, and others not so much. So let's you want to run through it, Paul?
Well, they needed eight players by noon today.
I see
the story.
So there you go.
I don't know what the size of the final roster will be.
I can't imagine it's going to be much more than that, though. I mean, again, we've been following this tournament for a handful of years. It's usually no more than 10. So, I mean, eight's a good number. I want to say they had nine last year, if I'm not mistaken. So it could end up at eight, you know, eight, nine, or ten. But we've got a majority of the roster that was released. Malachi Richardson, Tyler Lydon, Chris McCullough. Those are the three headliners, I guess you could say. The three, you know, former NBA guys that are 26 years or younger, as the press release points out. You've got Eric Dievendorf back. He's the third all-time leading scorer in the tournament's history. Andrew White, CJ Fair, Pascal Chukwu on this roster, and then one non-SU player. His name is Tyrese Rice. He's a point guard, played at Boston College, played internationally as well, and so they needed a point guard. They need somebody to handle the ball, and they call upon Tyrese Rice to do that. And another interesting thing to point out, Paulie, is that Ryan Blackwell will not be serving as the head coach. He'll be serving as the assistant coach, the associate head coach, so second in command this summer. The team will be coached by Jeremy Pope, who is he's an assistant coach out at the University of Portland, spent some time as a grad assistant for Mike Hopkins out at the University of Washington. So Ryan Blackwell taking a step back this year, no longer the head coach.
When
of
they announced
Army.
That, they released smoke into the air to announce that
the new Pope.
The Pope was going to be taking
that
over.
That is such a dad joke.
Over as the head coach.
they did no such thing. So what do you think about the roster?
It is a good roster. They you and I were discussing they lack ball handling depth. Only one center, maybe Jesse Edwards, could come in and play for them if necessary. But yeah, they only got one center and one point guard, it looks like. I mean, Devo could handle the point.
I was going to say, I'm less concerned about the lack of a true center other than Pascal Chukwu. I would be a little more concerned about the lack of a point guard because, again, you've watched this tournament. I've watched this tournament. A lot of the teams play small ball in this tournament. So, you know, could you get away with throwing a Tyler Lydon at the center position? You don't really necessarily need a true center in this game. But it helps with the zone, right, to have a shot blocker in the middle of the zone. So, I think Pascal Chukwu will serve them well. They may need to add another ball handler, though. And that's, I'm sure, why they picked up Tyrese Rice to run the point. You know, John Gillen's played in the past. Brandon Trish has played in the past. There are a couple other guys out there I think they would fit the bill. But they lack point guards at this point. You need guys who could create their own shot. Andrew White's a great shooter. Is he a guy that necessarily could create his own shot? Tyler Lydon, same thing. I mean, Tyler Lydon can be efficient, but generally needs other guys to set him up. So they may need to add another ball handler here before all said and done.
We know Malachi can get his own shot.
Yeah, he can.
This brings me to a point 5 years down the road. Does Kadari Richmond play for PJ's Army or for...
He's not playing for Boeheim's Army. Not playing for Boeheim's Army.
What a dilemma.
We should point out that one of the teams not competing this year, the overseas elite team that has dominated this tournament. They've won the tournament four times.
Yeah, don't they donate all their winnings to charity and stuff?
Yeah.
Why are they out? That's a good story.
I don't know. I saw a tweet from the TBT that said overseas elite will not be competing in 2021. So I don't have the inside info on overseas elite, but they're the favorites every year if they play. So the favorites are out.
Hale Sagan thinks we should start our own TBT team of transfers. We could call us the transfer portal. The portals.
Is Kadari starting for that team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he would be great on it. Earl Duncan.
Oh, you're talking all time.
I mean, this year alone, you could have...
Well, that's what I meant. I meant this year alone, you've got a handful, certainly.
Man, it does look like Boeheim picked this lineup though. No point guard. Wow.
You did say to me right before we went on the air, Jesse Edwards. I mean, yeah. Game changer.
Yeah. I think Pascal's fine. I think McCullough could play center. Lydon could play center. Lydon played center here for goodness sake. So.
Right. Yeah, I'm less concerned about that situation.
I'm guessing they'll add two more players.
You
one
think?
Or two, yeah, if they can.
Yeah. Yeah, again, I think it was 9 last year, if I'm not mistaken. I think they had 10, and then they had one back out, so I think they ended with 9.
And I have a very, very good source, and the name that I was given was not on this roster.
Yes, and you told me said name, and I think that would be a nice addition.
Yeah, so.
So
we'll see.
You might have to check back with your source.
I will. We got a lot of big news coming with the TBT, too. We're going to be sending buses down. That's a little hint for you to the TBT.
So they are, let's see, they're playing in Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, really? They already announced that?
According to this press release.
Well, that's
yes.
Like,
buses to Illinois?
Yeah, that would be a long bus
ride. That's a long bus ride.
Oh, boy. I should have kept my mouth shut.
July 24th through the 28th.
All right.
According to the press release today. Again, Adam Weitzman is involved in this year's team.
He's, Eric Diefendorf on Twitter saying we got 3 more.
3 more? Okay.
Yeah, so it could be very deep, very deep.
I guess so.
I wonder if the Pope has a long leash or a short leash. You know he's got a nice hat. I wonder if he'll wear his hat on the sideline. I'm in prayer for him.
You know, you are. I miss this. I'm not going to lie. I miss this. All right, you want to take our first time out? 315-437-7644.
If they screw up on the court, he makes them do 10 Hail Marys when they go to the bench.
I was going to say, he's all forgiving, so he'll get over it real quick. You make a mistake, he'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. All right, let's take a timeout. We got Rick Beardsley set to join us on the other side. Mike McAllister coming up at 12:30. Brandon Steiner at 1 o'clock. Plus, we'll mix in some Boeheim's Army talk along the way. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.
On Twitch, Q Sports Talk and ESPN Radio 97.7 at 100.1. This is Orange Nation.
All right, Stephen Pauly back with you here on a Tuesday edition of Orange Nation. Again, John Wildhack set to address the media coming up at 2 o'clock. You'll be on your own for that last segment, Pauly. I'm gonna get out of here around 1:40, 1:45, head up to that press conference.
I've been on my own a lot this week.
I know.
Cell drops out
a week, turned into
time.
6 days. Now it's like another segment you're going to have to cover for me.
Yeah, I'll bring Jordan in to BS with me for 10 minutes, and then I'll throw to the Wildhack interview.
You'll be able to get through it. So speaking of which, again, there's a lot that could be talked about today. You mentioned, you know, whether or not there's a succession plan in place for Jim Boeheim. That's going to come up today. Certainly lacrosse is going to come up. There's a lot going on within the NCAA right now. You and I haven't talked about it because I haven't been on the show for 6 days. But college football, talking about going to a 12-team playoff instead of a 4-team playoff. There's the name, image, and likeness that's in the news right now.
I think the football coach is going to be brought up, too, at this press conference.
That is quite likely as well.
Is his seat very hot, as the kids would say?
Again, I don't know what he's going to address and not address. The release that we got said he's going to address the culmination of the spring sports season. So there are several topics that you and I are discussing that don't fall under that umbrella, but we'll see. We'll see whether or not he gets into that stuff. We haven't talked about the expansion of the college football playoff. What are your thoughts?
I love it as a college football fan. I don't think it's going to, like Mike McAllister said, he pulled the 1 year out where they would have been in it up till the last 2 weeks. I don't think it's going to affect Syracuse in the near future, but
yeah, probably not.
Not many teams in the ACC, really, but Clemson's going to always be there, right? And that
you would think.
And then maybe Florida State gets back to where they were, and everybody else is just hoping.
Yeah.
Just hoping for that breakout year.
I guess I don't look at it so much from an ACC perspective. You know, you're right. I don't think it's going to affect Syracuse anytime soon. But just in terms of, you know, why they're doing this. You know, we discussed this a lot, you know, going back the last few years. I was in favor of expansion. I wanted to see 8 teams. I said even 6 would be a step in the right direction because you could get the 5 conference champs and then 1 wild card. Because as it stands right now, you've got the Power 5 schools, you know, four can get in. I mean, you know, you theoretically could have five conference champs that are undefeated. Not saying it would happen, but theoretically it could happen. And one of them has to be left out. So I like the idea of at least going to six, get the five conference champs, and then one wild card. I liked eight better because you could still do the five conference champs. You could do a couple of wild cards and then bring in, you know, one of the conferences from outside the Power Five. Going to 12 feels like to me that it's just all about money. That, you know, the NCAA is looking at this past year, say, you know, seeing how much money they lost from, you know, March Madness being wiped out in 2020, you know, from all the money they lost over the course of the last 16 months. And to me, it feels like, well, what are we going to do to try to make some of this money? Oh, okay, let's go to 12
teams. Well, those
games
are going
to
happen anyways.
What games are going to happen anyways?
The 12 teams are going to play in bowls anyways.
It's different, though. You're going to be able to get more money for a college football playoff than you were, for like the Gator Bowl, for instance.
But what I'm saying is it's not, you know, if you win, you're playing a couple more games. That's about it. But as for the money, yeah, do it. It's a business.
It is a business.
And I'm a fan and I want it.
But to me, it feels like the NCAA was not high on this idea. It didn't seem like there was a lot of support for an idea of expansion until all of a sudden they lost this money. And then it was, you know, remember they were talking about, well, maybe they'll go to six, maybe they'll go to eight.
They were going
to
do this.
They jumped from four to 12. No,
they were going to do this.
I disagree. You think they were going to go to 12 this quickly?
You think they were just sitting back going, oh, we've got too much money right now. It's the NCAA. This was happening no matter what.
I disagree. I don't think they would have gone to 12 if not for everything that happened. I think they would have gone to eight. I think eight's the sweet spot because you have the built-in, you know. The detractors to this will say that it waters down the regular season, doesn't make every game mean as much. You know, with 12, I think there is some of that. With 8, I still feel like I think 8 is the sweet spot. But I think they went from 4 to 12 because of the drastic amount of money that they lost from, you know, over the course of the last 12 to 16 months.
I think this was coming. It may have been,
and maybe
sped
it would have been. Maybe it would have been 5 years from now.
Yeah. I don't think it would have sped up. Yeah,
I think so. I do. And to me, it feels like that's what it feels like.
I also want to just get rid of the bowl games. I know they would never do that, but my God, there's too many bowl games. Like when you're just begging teams to come play, and sometimes you got to take teams without winning. I know the money is ridiculous, and the schools need it, but man. Could they cut back now a little bit with the money?
And, you know, I don't know how this is going to work, if indeed it does pass. You know, maybe it does cut into the bowl game. You know, maybe like the Gator Bowl becomes, you know,
yeah,
one of the...
Well, they're going to have to do that, right?
You would think. Or it may just chop off some of the bottom tier bowls. Like those bowls may just not exist anymore.
They need to keep that money also. So you're going to need like the Camping World Bowl, the New Era Bowl.
Yeah, but those aren't the bottom of the barrel bowls.
No, but I'm saying those are going to move up into being like would be basically BCS bowls.
So. Yeah, right. They could. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But from a player perspective, it's interesting because now you're talking about these players. Like if you go to the national title game, you're playing an NFL schedule. You know, you're playing 16, 17 games now. So, you know, as a player, I know you want to win a championship. That's a long season, though. If you're playing 12 games plus a conference championship plus, you know, as many as four games. I mean, if you're not one of the teams that gets a bye, you could play four more games. That's 17. I mean, that's an NFL schedule. So, I don't know. Feels like a money grab. I know a lot with the NCAA is a money grab. But I'm glad they're expanding, or at least it seems like they're going to expand. I know it's not... You know,
it's because of us, though, that they can do it. I'm gonna consume it all.
Absolutely. As a college football fan, I wanted to see expansion. I wanted to see 8. 12 might be a little bit much. You know, we'll see if it actually happens, and then you know we can reserve judgment then. But I am glad that they're moving toward expansion. We do have to take a timeout. We've got Brandon Steiner set to join us on the other side from Collectible Exchange. Back after this on ESPN Radio.
on Twitch, Q Sports Talk, and ESPN Radio 97.7 at 100.1.
This is Orange Nation.
All right, Stephen Pauly back with you here on a Tuesday edition of Orange Nation. I'm heading out of here in about 20 minutes, heading up to the John Wildhack press conference. So we've got our producer, Jordan. Is Jordan just going to sit with us the rest of the show now?
Yeah, basically. Who won the piece of the dome?
Congrats to our man, Herb. Let's go, Herb.
All right, so this got me thinking.
Got you thinking. Of course it did.
Most famous Herbs of all time, everybody.
Herb Brooks.
Herbert.
Are we counting stores?
Herbert Hoover.
Hoover, number one. Herbie Hancock,
he's
number
not really,
two.
Herbert Hoover, though, isn't really a Herb.
Who's calling him Herb Hoover?
That's his name. You think Herb's his real name?
Let us know in the Twitch chat right now if you've ever referred to Herbert Hoover as Herb.
Herb Lom. Herbert Lom. Never heard of him.
So what? Wait. So Herbert Hoover's number one. Who'd you say was two?
Herbie Hancock.
Oh, okay. All right.
Herb Alpert is four. I don't know any of these people.
Did you expect to?
See, I thought we were going. I had sports on my mind, so.
I haven't even seen one Herb from sports. Who's the Herb in sports?
Herb Brooks, I said.
Herb Brooks is 20th.
20th, okay.
Got it. Herb Edelman, famous sitcom actor. Yeah, that's it. Herb, not a very strong name when it comes to famous Herbs.
Thanks for sharing that,
Herb
Paul.
Williams. Played in the NBA.
Sure.
Remember him?
I do, as a matter of fact.
All right. Sorry.
You remember earlier, Jordan, I said I missed this, and you were like, did you really miss it?
Yeah.
I missed it for like the first hour, but now I'm over it.
That's like 56 minutes longer than I expected you to enjoy this.
Yeah, I didn't miss the...
Herb Keller is the least famous of the Herbs.
See, he's not even listening to us. He's just...
Founder of Southwest Airlines.
Do you think we could Paulie and the professor
like
him
be,
on his own statements?
Maybe.
How would you like to be the least famous of the Herbs? Of like, you ranked 70 of the
Where's
70
Herb Phillipson on this list? Come on.
They're out of business.
Brutal.
Go ahead.
That's the least famous Herb. We can talk some NBA, but before we get into the games, I want to talk about rules.
Rules.
I love rules. I know you love rules.
I love rules.
And the NBA
competition.
We
need rules.
Yeah. Well, you should go join the NBA competition committee, Steve. I think you'd be great at coming up with some fair rules and regulations. And they're trying to stop guys like Trae Young, Luka Doncic, James Harden from those patented lean back and sideways lean and leg out shots. So they feel the shooters have too much time and freedom to hunt for fouls. And the vote would take place this summer. But the competition committee wants to stop these unnatural shooting motions. I think it's time. It's about time.
I'm in favor of eliminating those from the game. I haven't seen the proposal. Like, how do they?
Yeah, how do they do it?
How are they going to get rid of them?
Well,
they're just going to not call them as fouls.
They're discussing right now ways to do it. Let me see if they have like.
Or is it like a flop type situation where.
But what they're looking for is just to stop players from doing that. What I would imagine they'll do, and again, I'll see if there's a proposal drawn up. I didn't see one this morning, but they can call those offensive fouls like they've been doing when a guy will kick their leg out. So that's the best way I imagine to make this work. But like, how else?
Well, right. There's got to be a risk, right? There can't just be. No reward. There's got to be a risk from doing it because you might get the whistle here and there. So you might as well keep doing it unless they treat it kind of like a flop situation where, there is a negative consequence, let's say.
You know who would not be a fan of the lean back rule? Fat Joe and the Terror Squad.
I got that one.
Thank you.
That's something.
That was made me kind of hip.
That's something. That's something.
Paulie's in rare form today. I don't know why this is. I don't know.
I missed you.
You did. Okay.
I've got a week's worth of crap pent up.
It was building up. It was building up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. So pretty much all I'm seeing right now, and it's from Woj, but they're trying to further explore rule changes. So they don't even know what they're going to do. They're exploring rule changes to restrict this, and they're going to bring the recommendations to the board.
Yeah, I'm all for that because
they don't know how they're doing it. So let's help them.
Right.
What do we do?
I mean, that's one of the problems I have with, like, James Harden in particular comes to mind is I have a hard time watching him because of the flailing and the just constantly just wants to get to the free throw line. That's all he wants. He wants to shoot threes and shoot free throws, you know, and try to get to the basket. But if he, you know, if he gets bumped along the way, it goes down like he shot. It's it can be hard to watch. What's that?
Thanks, analytics.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what it is. So I'm great if they are able to find a way to eliminate this from the game, because
get rid of the Euro step.
It does take away from
Grandpa's
enjoyment angry. Watching.
I'm just throwing rule. Get rid of that Euro step. Not a fan, Grandpa.
Do you
rule.
Mind the actual Euro step, or is it how they are really?
It's
with
traveling,
that?
And it somehow it evaporated.
Well, it's the zero
over the years.
Step you have an issue with. It's the zero step because the way the rules work.
If both of your feet leave the ground and you land again, that's traveling. It's always been traveling, and for some reason, it's.
It does look like traveling.
It's
yes.
It's not traveling well, anymore.
Yeah, because they're calling it in this offensive way now where you get a free step just to pick up the ball. So you see guys, they're like jumping as they pick up the
right.
ball.
They're getting like
they
a running start. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shaking my fist at a cloud in the sky right now. I'm angry at the Euro step.
Since we mentioned James Harden, by the
way. I'm going to start going to games with signs that say ban the Euro step. This is America. We don't need a Euro step here. We want a war for that.
I'm so lost. Okay, I'm gonna stick to it though. Since we mentioned James Harden, he and Kyrie Irving both were thought to be out for Game 5 Nets Bucks. That series is tied at 2 apiece now. Harden was actually upgraded to doubtful. That being said, doubtful still not active. Do the Nets definitely need Harden and or Kyrie to win this series? Can KD do it by himself?
If KD does do it by himself, that takes him to a whole another level of a player. I don't think he can.
I think KD could win a series about him by himself.
Not against the Bucks.
Not against the Bucks. I don't think he can win this. I was going to say, Paulie interrupted me, but that was my point. Is I was going to say, I think he can win a series. I don't think he can win this series by himself. Bucks are good, and I don't know as if he's able to do it all alone. I really don't. I think he needs one of those guys. So Kyrie's out for the series. You're saying Harden is doubtful, but I mean obviously unlikely to play in Game 5.
Yeah, he got upgraded to doubtful. I'm not sure it's confirmed that Kyrie's out for the whole series yet. It might have been. I didn't see it, but I think it's going to be one of those things where every game they're going to hope he can play, and every game he's not going to be able to.
I was seeing reports that he was out for the series, but it may not be official.
He was in a walking boot.
Yeah, no.
You don't just walk out of a walking boot.
Well, there you go. So even if it's not official, like Kyrie is not going to play in this series.
Yeah, him and Harden could win a series.
Yeah, there's no timetable for his return, so I guess it's not official, but I'm with Paulie. I would be surprised if we see Kyrie Irving again at some point during the series.
Steve, are you a better free throw shooter than Giannis Antetokounmpo?
I'd like to think so. I'd like to think so.
He's in the NBA.
That was one of the strengths of my game.
That would have been a question for me, not a guy who played D3.
Well, Giannis is in the NBA. Do you think you're a better free
throw
shooter?
No, I don't.
Giannis? Well, that's why I didn't ask you.
Well, see, that would have. Because Steve probably is.
At one time, potentially.
I want to see this. I'm Giannis, if you're listening to ESPN
45
Radio Syracuse,
now, so
he doesn't have to do it against him. I mean, we could have Steve shoot 100 shots and see if he's a better.
I'm in.
What did you think about your Sixers last night?
Not good.
Embiid
played terrible.
Struggling.
Yeah, I think they'll still win the series, but
I've got an update. Thank you to Katie at the Mega Desk for sending this along. Our friend Joe in Liverpool did not want to have his voice on, but he suggests Herb Adderley, Green Bay Packer, who I guess is in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
We missed one.
At least the listeners are partaking in my silly nonsense.
Where was he on the list? Top 70.
I didn't even see him.
Okay.
And I'm not opening it again because tons of pop-ups.
Yeah.
Go
down that path.
Down.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Somebody's listening, Paulie. That's what matters.
The most famous Germains of all time.
Hard to get you back on track once you go down that path. So that's probably a good idea.
Jermaine Jackson.
Yes, good one.
Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine Stewart.
O'Neal.
Yeah, we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Remember that guy?
I don't know how you guys suck me into this. This is nonsense.
Do you know Jermaine Dupri?
Sure.
There's one.
All right, come on.
Okay, I'm done.
What else you got? Let's talk the Sixers. Okay. When I'm starting to think the show has been derailed,
That's fine.
Then we're in trouble?
Yes.
Let's go Sixers then. It's of interest to you, Sixers.
We can do a whole, when Steve leaves, we'll do famous Germains.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Something to look forward to. I'll listen in the car as I'm driving up to the press cars. Can't wait for that riveting segment. We do have to take a timeout here. Phone lines open the rest of the way, 315-437-7644. Thankfully, I'm only here for about another 10 minutes. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.